Frank Ritterman with Bayer's with us, and Viconic Soybeans. Tell us a bit about Viconic Soybeans and what you're looking at there.
Yeah, absolutely, Alan. We're super excited about bringing Viconic Soybeans to the U.S. market. Now, where we are, we have approvals to grow those beans within the U.S., with Canada. We're still working towards securing export approvals, so commercial introduction is targeted for 2027 only. But we made good progress throughout the last couple of years. It's been in the works for a number of years, been known as HT4 originally, our fourth generation of herbicide tolerance. Currently, we commercialize the third generation with our XtendFlex soybeans, third generation with three different herbicide tolerances. And with Viconic soybeans, HT4, we have a fourth generation of herbicide tolerance. However, we're moving straight from three to five different herbicide tolerances. So we're adding tolerance to 2,4-D, and we're adding tolerance to mesotrien. So two additional chemistries for a total of five. And that's also illustrated in the name, Viconic soybeans. So it starts with a V. If you're familiar with Roman numerals, the V stands for five. We really think this product is a step change in innovation. It will reset what growers expect from their weed control programs within soybeans. And down the road, it will be remembered as an iconic product that was introduced. So you take the V, you take the iconic, you put the two together, you misspell it a little bit, and here you go. You have Viconic soybeans.
I like that. I think it really speaks to what growers are wanting out there, a product that soybeans that can be very tolerant and produced well in the field. What are you hearing from folks who have actually been doing some research on this, and are they performing pretty well?
Yes, so it's really two key things that we're after. Number one, yield. That's still number one. These beans have to yield, and also anytime there's a trait, what we call it a trait transition, once you move from one trait technology to the next one. Historically, growers had a bit of a mixed bag of results when it came to initial yield performance. Really encouraged by what we see in our own yield trials this year. We had these beans last year of testing, selecting the commercial portfolio from it, and they look very strong already, beating all the commercial checks. So very encouraged with what we see there. And then the second thing next to yield is weed control flexibility. So by adding two more tolerances, we provide more tools for weed control. 2,4-D in a way is not new. Growers have access to that today through other platforms. However, this will be the first soybean that has both 2,4-D and dicamba tolerance combined in one soybean, so that growers don't have to choose between platform, but they have the best of both worlds with Viconic soybeans. And then bringing in mesotrien, growers may know that from using it in corn for successful weed management. However, in soybeans, they couldn't use it up until this point. So we're adding more options, getting more tools in the toolbox to control the weeds, which really is providing much more flexibility to growers to manage their crop as they see fit. So that's really what we're after, yield and flexibility for U.S. growers.
If you look at what farmers are doing today, same commodity price they had 20 years ago, but they were producing a lot more bushels per acre, and that's really making a difference. And products like this allow them to put more combined inputs in and then still be able to be very profitable at the end of the year, at least somewhat profitable.
Absolutely. Those are really, as I mentioned, there's two variables we're after. Yield to provide more yield on the acre to manage the economics, as you pointed out. And then really with the additional weed herbicide tolerances to be able to realize that yield by successfully managing your weeds.
So Viconic, for a product like, for a seed like this to come out, long time in development too. It's been several years of development, right?
Yeah, it's been in development more than for over 10 years. I've been in that role for 3 years plus that I've been managing the introduction of this product. And a colleague of mine told me we already started thinking or working on this product even before we had introduced Xtend soybeans, so more than two generations ago. And while we are here talking about the introduction of Viconic soybeans 2 years from now, in the background, our researchers are already working not just on the fifth generation, but on the sixth generation of herbicide technology. So Mother Nature will always continue to evolve, and we need to be evolved not just with it, but faster than it. So that's what our researchers are doing.
So if farmers want to find out more about Viconic soybeans, how do they do that?
Two key ways. We have information on our webpage. They can go there and learn more about Viconic soybeans or talk to a Bayer rep. We also have a lot of trials across the U.S. They are also stewarded, but we're testing those beans all across the locations in the U.S.
I think it's good. So hopefully some in Kentucky being tested pretty soon.
Yes, absolutely. We have testing all over the U.S. and 2027, that's what we're shooting for.
Yeah, looking forward to hearing how it does when you come out. Can't wait to see what farmers are doing with Viconic soybeans out there.
Absolutely. We're excited to talk about it, and more to come.